Right. Time for technology now. Fevzi Turkalp, the man who exudes technology from his every pore. He is the gadget detective, and he is available for you to ask tech questions. And he will tell you how at the back end of this. But we've got tons to do. Fevzi, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Right, 10 minutes, a slalom of technology we're into now. First of all, ransomware and cyber attacks in the news this week. The attack on the American pipeline, which was a stunning thing to happen. And also a major attack on the Irish health system. And I'm looking at the media at the moment, and the Taoiseach of Ireland is essentially saying that the state will not be paying anybody any ransoms for this. This is a sign of the times, isn't it?
It does, and it reminds me of, I think it was the 1970s when a lot of planes were being hijacked, and there had to be a consensus that no one would pay ransoms, because the more ransoms that were paid, the more it encouraged the attacks, and in particular helped fund the attacks. Now, what's different about ransomware is it's actually very cheap to launch these sorts of attacks. It's much cheaper to launch an attack on a pipeline using ransomware than it is to hijack an aircraft. But the principle is the same. And the report is that the American oil line company paid something approaching $5 million as a ransom, which is a catastrophe. I mean, I understand why, but, you know, it's only going to make things worse, isn't it?
Well, it is, and I always thought that the policy generally around the world is that we don't pay people who do these things. But it seems that an awful lot of big organisations are actually, you know, paying up and shutting up and just getting on with their lives.
Yes, there was a police department in the States that was reported to have paid a ransomware demand as well. I don't know that it's explicitly illegal at the moment because of the fairly novel nature of the threat. I'm not sure if it's legal or illegal under American law. I think there are moves now to make it illegal, so I think that's probably a good thing.
But, you know, we haven't got tons of time to talk about this, but the idea that some bunch of hackers somewhere has got the ability to bring down systems on that scale, it's not just like they're hacking some tiny little business somewhere. If you're talking about a complete health system, or you're talking about a vital oil pipeline, this is getting serious.
Sure. I mean, this particularly, you know, this strength of these computer systems is their connectivity, you know, so a healthcare system in Ireland, the ability for us to log into it and others to log into it and see information, exchange information, is fantastic. But it is also its Achilles heel, and it is very hard to secure something which is inherently insecure to start with. And I think, you know, security has to be designed in from the ground up into systems like this, not added as an afterthought.
True enough. And, you know, this is something we're going to see more of, I think. And governments and organizations are just going to have to formulate a policy. And maybe there are going to have to be laws about whether it's right, which, you know, personally, I'm sure you agree. I don't think it is right to pay these people, because crime should never pay. I think we need to be getting ourselves clear on this. I just want to touch on this briefly before we get to this week's cool gadgets, Fevzi. WhatsApp. Once again, they are bombarding users of WhatsApp, which I am at this very second, with the message, please agree to our new terms and conditions.
Yes, lovely to see them beg. The deadline passed yesterday, 15th of May, and everyone was told that they would have had to have agreed to the new terms and conditions by now. Interestingly, WhatsApp hasn't pulled the plug on those people. It's bombarding them with messages, and it's saying that it will take away services from them in stages. So in the beginning, people may be unable to see their chat lists. In the end, they may not be able to receive or make video calls and messages. So because I think they've understood that people have a choice. There is Telegram out there and there is Signal, and that both of those services, which have got arguably better security and privacy credentials, that's the reason why those two exist. You know that people do have a choice, and that you know, it may not be clear sailing for Facebook, which owns WhatsApp. And you know, at the moment we're protected because, although we're not in the European Union anymore, GDPR regulations were copied into English law and UK law. But we may, in the future, we may diverge away from those, or we may not enhance them in the way that the European Union choose to. So at the moment, we're not as affected by these changes, but in the future, we may well be.
Well, let's watch this one, because it's coming back to bite you. Okay, cool gadgets. We've got 4.5 minutes or thereabouts. So the first one is a fantastic, tiny little mini PC.
Yeah, I think we may just stick to the one and try and do it. Okay. It's a mini PC. It's called a Minis Forum X35G. We've looked at one of these machines before, which was a remarkable gaming machine. And when I say mini, I mean tiny mini. I mean, this thing is about 5 inches square and about 1.5 inches tall. So in terms of volume, just over a litre of milk. Over half a litre of milk. Yeah, 640cc. It's you can literally have it in the palm of your hand. But what's really good about it is it's a very modern specification. It comes from, a company called Minis Forum, M-I-N-I-S, forum.com, I believe. And it's quite interesting. It's got some super fast RAM memory in it, 16 gigabytes of standard. It takes a solid-state drive, but not just any one of the fastest sort. Its interconnectivity is much faster. So on a normal PC, a USB 3 port might work at 5 gigabits per second, maybe 10 if you're lucky. This has got a port in it called a Thunderbolt 3 port that works at 40. It can also support 3 monitors at the same time. You can actually
3?
Yeah, this thing's tiny and it supports 3 monitors. One of them at 4K resolution, two of them at 5K resolution if your monitors, you know, if you have that. I mean, it's quite incredible. You can have a sort of professional setup with one of these things. A very good set of USB ports, built-in microphone, space for 2 SSDs inside it, not just one, and as I said, one of them the super fast type. 2 Ethernet ports, so you can do you can have one connected out to the internet and one on a local network, or you can combine them to get faster connectivity. It's got the latest Wi-Fi, Wi-Fi 6, the latest Bluetooth 5.1. It's got a what's called a Visa mount on it, so it comes with a bracket, so you can either mount it on the wall, I'm not sure why you'd want to do that, or more interestingly, you can mount it on the back of most monitors that have got Visa mounts built into them. And the thing weighs just over half a kilo, 550 grams. I think it's quite incredible.
The layout inside, you've sent me an exploded view of the internals,
yeah,
complete with the processor. Very accessible, everything.
Yeah, no, it is quite incredible. I mean, this is about half the volume of an Apple Mac Mini. Quite remarkable and a good deal cheaper in terms of the money. It's priced in dollars, so you buy it if you want to buy it from the minisforum.com website. So the two models are worth considering. 256 gigabytes of storage is, if you convert it from dollars to pounds, comes to £305. And the better model, the 512 gigabyte model, is £333. So I've given it 4 stars out of 5 because they're tiny. They literally are in the palm of your hand. They're modern. The specifications are bang up to date. They're quiet, not silent, but quiet. And you're never going to worry you. And capable and affordable. And I'd say for this, so last time we looked at a machine that was sort of for people who wanted to do gaming. This is a small desktop or palm top machine that's good for things like office applications, YouTube videos. You can use it as a home theater PC, so just pop it under your TV set. It's got an HDMI output, it'll go straight into a normal TV as one of your 3 screens. And it makes a great machine because it's capable enough for that. It's capable of putting out, 4K or even 5K resolution, and yet it will stay quiet. The only thing that I wouldn't recommend it for is gaming, but it's not designed for that. And it's better for that because it's slimmer, sleeker, cheaper.
Which we all need to be those things, Fevzi, especially me. If people want to ask you a tech question just very, very quickly, where do they go?
Sure. Come and say hello on Twitter. I'm at Gadget Detective. I'll do my best to help you with any tech questions you may have.
Thank you, Fevzi.